Eighth paper. Reading. A Lost Art? Page 34.
We all know what young people are doing more of. Watching television, surfing the web, and talking on cell phones. Now a report released by the National Endowment for the Arts, NEA, makes it clear what they are doing a lot less of. Reading. The report paints a dire picture of a decline in the amount of reading among the young over the last two decades. According to the findings, only 30% of 13-year-olds read almost every day. Almost half of Americans between the ages of 18 and 24 never read books for pleasure. The average 15 to 24-year-old spends about 2.5 hours a day watching TV, but only 7 minutes reading. The problem is not just the amount of reading, but the proficiency level as well. Only about 1/3 of all high school seniors today fully understand what they have read, and things are not much better among college students. Although the report does not explain why reading among the young has declined, Patricia S. Schroeder, president of the Association of American Publishers, believes part of the problem may be that adults make children feel that reading is a duty rather than a pleasure. A common complaint she hears from young people is that few books relate to their lives or interests. When literacy declines, both the individual and society suffer. This is a massive social problem, says NEA Chairman Dana Joya. We are losing the majority of the new generation. They will not achieve anything close to their potential because of poor reading, he says. Already, 1 out of 5 American workers reads at a lower level than necessary to do his or her job. Not surprisingly, poor readers are less likely to attain management jobs and high incomes. Perhaps the most striking finding is that levels of reading for pleasure correspond closely to levels of social activity, voting, participation in culture, volunteerism, and charity work. The poorest Americans who read did twice as much volunteering and charity work as the richest who did not read, Joya said. The habit of regular reading awakens something inside a person that makes him or her take their own life more seriously and at the same time develops the sense that other people's lives are real.